Hello. Good morning. Thank you, Ken. It's so nice to be here again in the sanctuary. We are here for quote 82 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. And we'll begin by sinking deeply into the recognition or remembrance of what we truly are. And from this remembrance, we allow the quote to speak to us. I'd like to practice a teaching from A. Ramana, the founder of Aham Meditation Center. It comes from the book, There is neither I nor other than I, there is only. And in the paragraph before what I'm going to read, he was speaking of Moses and Jesus becoming fully aware of who they were, fully aware that their own I am-ness was one with or not different from the very I am of the real God, Supreme Being. And they knew that it, I am, shines in the interior of all beings as the very self of all selves. And he writes, when this direct present moment realization is recognized or known again, liberation or salvation occurs. It is not only freedom from fear, suffering, hatred, and unhappiness, but the end of their having an effect on you. It is the awakening and realization of perpetual joy, deep peace, the fulfillment of all desires as it dissolves the one that formerly had a sense of desire. It occurs only with dissolving all sense of individuality. Not as a personal awakening, but ending of that seeming person into the oneness, the allness of being. It is not an expansive spiritual awakening occurring to someone who then remains in time as an individual. More correctly stated, it is the radical dissolving of all sense of ego or I, me, my, and mine. The dissolving of all sense of being a separate self or a separate person or individual entity. The dissolving of the individual entity. So to practice this, I take a few deep breaths and allow myself to relax into this present moment. Allowing any stress, any discomfort to melt away as best they can. Settling into the next few minutes, allowing the mind to rest. Coming into the present moment right now, what is in the present moment? What thoughts or feelings or emotions, body sensations, sounds, in this present moment, right now, not judging it or trying to change it, not trying to avoid it or push it under the carpet, simply recognizing what is here right now. Telling the truth about it in a way that's non-threatening, simply with curiosity, simply wanting to know what's here right now. And letting it all be there, just as it is. No judgments, no fixing, just allowing. And in the allowing, recognizing there's something here that's aware. Something here that is allowing. Noticing that this being that's here that is allowing isn't affected by what is in the mind. There is a peaceful background. All that inventory of the present moment is over there. And I'm right here. And the teaching we're practicing is to let go of the I, me, my, mine, and so with as much honesty as I have, I look to see where I am not allowing the inventory, the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations to be over there? Where do I still see an individual me over there? Allowing it, but noticing it, not judging it, just recognizing any attachment to being over there. And who is it that wants to be over there? Is it simply a thought in the mind? Simply another thought. It's not me. It's not my truth. I'm here. Being here, free. If a thought comes up, a fear thought, a thought of the future, a thought of the past, recognize it's coming up into awareness. I am aware of it. I am not it. What comes into awareness comes into awareness. It's not me. It's simply what is coming into awareness. Practice watching what comes into awareness and recognizing, knowing again, that it's simply something in awareness. It's not me. And if the thought of desire to follow it comes up, simply recognize that's not you. That's just a thought in awareness. The one before the mind, before the thoughts, before the emotions and mood, before the body. Is present moment peace? Present moment joy? Present moment love. Stay here in this present moment joy, love, bliss. Thank you. O holy brother of mine, as you come to look upon the ego, you may at first experience great pain. Embrace the pain, Holy One. It is a gift come to awaken you. Continue to ask, to look, and see, that you may see the blindness you have made. In seeing it, you tire of it, and you will choose to want it no more. Given from our Holy Spirit, O holy brother of mine, as you come to look upon the ego, you may at first experience great pain. Embrace the pain, Holy One. It is a gift come to awaken you. Continue to ask, to look, and see, that you may see the blindness you have made. In seeing it, you tire of it, and you will choose to want it no more. O holy brother of mine, as you come to look upon the ego, you may at first experience great pain. Embrace the pain, Holy One. It is a gift come to awaken you. Continue to ask, to look and see, that you may see the blindness you have made. In seeing it, you tire of it, and you will choose to want it no more. O holy brother of mine, as you come to look upon the ego, you may at first experience great pain. Embrace the pain, Holy One. It is a gift come to awaken you. Continue to ask, to look and see, that you may see the blindness you have made. In seeing it, you tire of it, and you will choose to want it no more. Thank you for joining for quote 82 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you again, Ken, for letting me share today. It was funny, as I was reading through the sentence, it says, it talked about the blindness you have made, and then in seeing it, and then my screen went blank. So I can really see the blindness. And also, I was hearing my dog snoring in the background, and the thought came, just because my companions sleep doesn't mean I need to. So I hope everyone has a great day. I love you all. Bye.